the kiss. We all say we want to hear God's voice, to be able to ask questions, should I take this job, or is this the right person for me to marry? Then we wait, hoping that God will answer our prayers. Why do we treat God so differently? When we are emotionally connected to someone, we freely give and get praise without having to be prompted. With God, we should be like little children. A few months ago, I was at a local visual arts center with a friend and his two children. His daughter, Mary Morgan, who is 7, was intently drawing at one table with the colored pencils the volunteer had given her. Her dad and I were engrossed in conversation at another table when all of a sudden, Mary Morgan jumped down from her chair and ran over to where we were sitting. As her dad bent over to listen to her, she planted a huge kiss on his cheek and then promptly ran back to her table, jumped back into her chair, and resumed her drawing. Not a word was spoken. God made us in His image. We have to believe He is just like Mary Morgan, too, giving praise without having to be prompt. We don't have to say, God, look at me. Aren't I doing well today? What if we saw God in our everyday lives, when we are folding the laundry, taking the dog for a walk, or listening to our teenage daughter at 2 a.m.? Good job! You showed your daughter my love by staying up late and really listening to her. Or, thank you for praying about that decision first. That is what I expect you to do. That pleases me. Is it hard for you to hear God's unsolicited love and praise for you in your life? Just lean a little closer in. You'll hear His voice. This is my child in whom I am well pleased. You don't have to beg for God's love. Praying that you will feel God's unsolicited kiss on your cheek today. Blessings, Agatha.